after the Prophet alayhim salam, the most elite after the Prophet alayhim salam, Siddiq Akbar, Siddiq Akbar.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching the series, the program, The Most Elite After the Prophets. In this program, we talk about Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, about his greatness, his excellence, and what great rank he holds in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today, inshallah azawajal, we will talk about the blessed family of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we will begin with talking about his blessed parents, that who his blessed parents were and how they embraced Islam, as the greatness that the parents of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu attained, the rank of being the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they attained was also by the virtue of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So inshallah azawajal, today we will start talking about his parents and then we'll move on to his blessed wife and his children. When we talk about the greatness of the family of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we come to know that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his family is the only family on the face of this earth who has the honor of being the companions of the Prophet for four generations in a row. As in, the parents of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu were also the companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself was also a companion of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. His children were also the companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and his grandchildren were also the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasalam. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the only such personality whose four generations in a row were the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasalam. No one else shares this excellence with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So today we're talking about his blessed parents. But before carrying any further into this discussion, let's first listen to a virtue and excellence of sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and enlighten our hearts. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that he who sends peace and blessings upon me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we are talking about the blessed family of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And we will begin with talking about his blessed parents. And even amongst parents, we will begin by talking about his blessed father. The name of his blessed father is Uthman, and his lineage goes as follows: Uthman bin Amir bin Amr bin Ka'ab bin Sa'ad bin Tim bin Murrah bin Ka'ab bin Lavi bin Ghalib bin Fahr Qurashi Saimi. And his kunya, his patronymic appellation, is Abu Qahafa. And Sayyidina Abu Qahafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the father of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, embraced Islam on the day of the conquest of Makkah, the day when Makkah al-Mukarramah was conquered. That is the day when Sayyidina Abu Qahafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the father of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, embraced Islam. Sayyidina Abu Qahafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu pledged allegiance at the hands of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and remained alive even after the passing of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Even after his son Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away, Sayyidina Abu Qahafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu still remained alive. And Sayyidina Abu Qahafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away during the caliphate of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And now Let's talk about how Sayyidina Abu Quhafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam. Sayyidatuna Asma bint Abi Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was outside the city of Makkah at the Tawa before the conquest of Makkah, that's when Sayyidina Abu Quhafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who up to now had not embraced Islam, said to his daughter, to his youngest daughter, that, O daughter, take me to the Mount Abu Qubays. Now, he asked his daughter to take him to this mountain because he himself had lost his eyesight by then. He had gone, a bit old by now, and he had lost his eyesight. So both of them, they climbed up the mountain. So Abu Quhafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he asked his daughter that, daughter, what do you see? And upon this, she said that, father, there is a caravan outside the city. And Sayyidina Abu Quhafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he asked his daughter that, is that an army? Is this an army? To which she responded that there's a man who is going back and forth of the caravan. Upon this, Sayyidina Abu Quhafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said to his daughter that he is the commander in chief of the army. And after this, she said that now the army has dispersed. And upon this, Abu Quhafa, he said to his daughter that, daughter, quickly take me home. So upon this, Sayyidina Abu Quhafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, along with his daughter, comes back to his home. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the city of Makkah as a conqueror and went to Masjid-e-Haram. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also present over there. So he radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, brings his father Abu Quhafa in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So now when Abu Quhafa was in the presence of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, O Abu Bakr, you should have left him at home. I would have come myself to him. Look at the mercy of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, his compassion towards the family of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he's saying that, O Abu Bakr, you should have left your father at home. I would have come to him myself. This is the compassion of the master upon his servant. But upon this, his ardent devotee, his ardent servant, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his ardent slave, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he responded that, O Prophet of Allah, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he, i.e. my father Abu Quhafa, is more deserving of coming to you, visiting you, than you visiting him, than you coming to him. And this is the respect, the honor that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is showing to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So this beautiful account so far, from it we also come to know the compassion, the love that Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had towards Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and also the honor, the reverence that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu had for the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam as well. So now, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu had his father, Sayyidina Abu Quhafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, present in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam made his father sit in front of him, and he scrolled his blessed hand onto his chest and said, accept Islam. As soon as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam uttered these words, then Abu Quhafa, the father of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, spontaneously uttered the kalima and embraced Islam. He entered the folds of Islam. So this is how Sayyidina Abu Quhafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he embraced Islam and entered the folds of Islam. It was on the day when Makkah was conquered. And as soon as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited him towards Islam, he straight away accepted that invitation and he entered the folds of Islam instantly. Now, let's talk about the blessed mother of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The name of the blessed mother of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is Salama, and her lineage goes back as follows. Salama bint Sakhar bin Amir bin Ka'ab bin Sa'ad bin Tim bin Murrah. And her kunya, her patronymic, is Ummul Khair. And it is stated that she was Ummul Khair, meaning the source of goodness from the perspective of her name as well as from the perspective of her character. As Ummul Khair, it means source of goodness, essence of goodness. So this was her title, her kunya, her patronymic. So not only from the perspective of the meanings of this kunya, she was Ummul Khair, she was a source of goodness, but even through her character, she proved this very kunya, this very patronymic of hers, Ummul Khair. So it is stated that she was the daughter of the uncle of the father of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And she embraced Islam in the very early days of Islam by pledging allegiance at the hands of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So she became the companions of the Prophet at the time when Islam was very new, when the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had declared his prophethood in the very early days of Islam. That's when she embraced Islam. And she radiallahu ta'ala anha also passed away on Islam in Madinatul Munawwara. She radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away before her husband Abu Quhafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Jamadi Thani 13 Hijri. And how she radiallahu ta'ala anha embraced Islam, let's now hear about this. It is stated that in the very early days of Islam, when the number of the blessed companions reached to 38, then Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked permission from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to announce their Islam openly, announce and express their Islam openly. Now, initially, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't give the permission, but upon continuous insistence and persistence of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him this permission to express and announce his Islam openly. So upon getting this permission, Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he openly announced his Islam in Masjid Haram Sharif. So he stood up and delivered the sermon and openly announced his Islam. Now upon this, when this happened, the disbelievers of Makkah, they couldn't take this. They couldn't accept the fact that someone is standing up and openly announcing Islam. So they, ma'azallah, started to torture the Muslims, the companions, including Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They, ma'azallah, beat them up. And when it came to Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they tortured him so severely and beat him up so severely that his face got so injured that he could not even be recognized. This was the state in which Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was. And he radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because of his torture, also fell unconscious. Now his mother and Umme Jamil bint Khattab, Umme Jamil, who was the sister of Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, both of them, they took Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So his mother and Umme Jamil bint Khattab, these two women, they take Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, my mother has come to you. Her behavior with her parents is very good. You are a great personality. I don't want her to leave deprived from here. Therefore, please make dua for her that may Allah Almighty bless her with the treasure of Iman today. So this is the request, the plea that Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is presenting in the court of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu further added that, I'm sure that Allah Almighty will save her from the fire of hell for the sake of your medium, for the sake of your wasila. So upon this plea of his ardent devotee to him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he supplicated for her and invited her towards Islam, upon which the mother of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam instantly. So this is one narration in which we come to know how the mother of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam. This another narration in which it is stated that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu came in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his blessed mother in the early part of the night. Now, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had a conversation with Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which went for a long time. And due to this, his mother, she had fell asleep. But Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, of course, he was in the middle of a conversation with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And by the time this conversation ended, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu responded that, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am fine, but she is my mother, and I cannot survive, I cannot live without her. O the master of the entire creation, please supplicate for her that may Allah Almighty enable her to accept Islam. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifted his blessed hands and slow voice was heard from his blessed lips. One companion who was present over there, he states, by Allah, we heard the mother of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu reciting the kalima in the state of her sleep. And as soon as she radiallahu ta'ala anha woke up, she recited the kalima. She recited, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Meaning that I bear witness that none is worthy of worship except Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger. So the mother of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was forgiven due to testifying the speech, the kalam of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam even before she woke up. So this is how the mother of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam. So dear viewers of Madani channel, we come to know about the greatness, the eminence of the blessed parents of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this also highlights the greatness and eminence of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu as well. That someone who attains the rank of being a companion of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, this in its own is a very, very highly elevated rank. And now, when the parents of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu became the companions of the Prophet, then although they attained a great rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the court of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, but this rank was bestowed upon them by the virtue of their son, their beloved son, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So where we're talking about the greatness of the parents of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at the same time it also highlights the eminence, the greatness, the excellence of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu as well. So this is how the parents of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam and attained the great rank of being the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This is all for today. Inshallah azza wa jal, in our next episode we will talk about the blessed wives and children of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and what a great, highly acclaimed rank they held in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which again will highlight the greatness and excellence of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest of blessings and mercies upon the blessed shrine of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and forgive us all without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Elite after the Prophet alayhim salam, the most elite after the Prophet alayhim salam, Siddiq Akbar, Siddiq Akbar.